Interlude. Jakku.
This is a dead place.
Corwin Ballast thinks. Out there, it's nothing. Nowhere stretched wide and made infinite. The dry crust of desert. The whipping tails of dust. Past that, dunes. Mounds of sand, red as fire. They seem to run on forever underneath the cloudless sky. Behind him, ragged, ratty tents, propped up by scraps of rusted pole and rebar, some of it kinked with an arthritic bent. The wind threatens to pick it all up and carry it away, but it never does. These tents have been here for so long, they're a part of the world, just like the people. Corwin steps out of his speeder, a limping junker he bought from a couple of anchorites outside of Tuanol. He gave them more than he owed. Charity. What does it matter now, anyway? Then he descends among the scavengers, the cast-offs, the dregs of the galaxy's populace. All of them dust-cheeked. Scarred, too. Branded by the roughness of this place. A round-faced brute with a crown of wispy black hair and a fat body, wreathed in rags, steps in front of him, licking his chapped lips and chuckling.
What have we here?
But Corwin knows the play. He's no fool. Not anymore. He hooks his thumb around the button loop of his jacket and tugs it back, showing off a lean, mean, vent-barreled high-core laser repeater. Seeing it, the ragman grunts and wanders off in search of prey that doesn't sting or bite. Corwin, for his part, searches out the bar. It's not much to look at. The bar has been welded together out of scrap. The whole thing warped and crooked and shaped into a rough half-circle. All of it underneath the cap top of a 323 Rockman concussion miner. Dust and sand hiss against the canopy of thin metal. Corwin pulls up a rusted stool next to a socket-eyed skull face, one of the Uthuthma, with swaddles of chain forming a scarf and obscuring its toothy maw. The alien chatters at him in its language.
Mathil Washa Washulta.
A statement or a question, Corwin doesn't know. All he does is wink and give the stranger a thumbs up. The Uthuthma keeps staring with those dead, empty holes it reportedly calls eyes. A loud, gurgling throat clear from behind the bar, and Corwin turns to see the tender. Big fella, muscle gone to fat, nose like a fallen tree. Whole right side of his face is peppered with scars, some of them lumpy with bits of scree and stone. One bit of gravel is bigger than the pad on Corwin's thumb and sticks in the man's cheek the way a rock pokes up out of dry, dead ground.
What are you having?
What do you got?
Nothing but one thing. Knockback nectar, they call it.
If you only have one thing, then why ask me what I'm having?
The bartender shrugs and snorts.
People like the illusion of choice. Gives them comfort in these strange times.
Then I'll have that, my good man.
Good man? Huh?
The bartender mutters, then pours from an old oil can into a smaller oil can and plonks it down in front of Corwin. The so-called nectar is the color of hydraulic fluid, and bits float in it. Spongy, bobbing bits.
What is this?
Knockback nectar, I told you already.
No, I mean, what is it?
You know, I don't ask. They just bring it to me. Something about scraping the lichen rocks from the dead buttes down in the south. I hear tell they pickle it in fuel barrels or some such.
It'll get me drunk?
It'll get a space slug drunk.
Corwin tips it back.
Ooh, it tastes like sour spit with a motor oil aftertaste. Doesn't take long before his gums start to feel numb, and his teeth buzz. Alrighty then. The Uthuthma babbles at him again.
Mathin Bachi, Istata Whis.
May the Force be with you too,
Corwin says. His voice is stripped raw after one sip of the knockback. The words wheeze out. He laughs. It's a mad, desolate, empty sound. Like this little enclave. Like this whole planet.
You're not from here,
the tender says.
What gave it away?
Not many folks from here. Most folks just end up here. Jettisoned like so much worthless cargo. Dropped like waste.
Corwin shrugs and chuckles and sips his poison.
You're a strange fella. You looking for work?
Could be. What's around?
Ha! Pfft. Not much. Most of the mining is on the far side, and even that's pretty meager. We do get magnite here, and bezerite, and there's talk of some new caesium gas wells going up near Crater Town, but that might just be rumor. You got the scavenger packs. You got the wheel races north of here. You could say your vows and be an anchorite, but nah, not you. And I'd say you could be a bartender, but turns out that job's taken.
I'll think about it. Thanks.
The tender keeps on him.
So how'd you end up here?
I didn't end up here.
Not from here. Didn't end up here. How'd you come to be sitting at Urgle's bar, then?
You Urgle?
I'm Urgle.
Well, Urgle, I came here.
You came here? Of your own free will and such?
Of my own free will and such.
Urgle stands there and stares for a good 10 seconds, and then bursts out laughing. A big, booming, gurgling laugh, like he's choking on his own lung meats in the process. His jowls shake, and his belly bounces back and forth.
Galaxy's a big place, feller. Wide open as a Nexus fang-lined maw. The stars are endless. The worlds are countable, but not by one hand, and not by 100. You got planets and outposts, and stations, and spaceships, and...
More laughing.
You came here?
Corwin nods.
I did.
Why? I have to know. I have to know what drives a man to this.
Athene Visvis, the Hawasin.
The Uthuthma says.
Shut up, Gaswin.
Urgle grumbles.
Let the man finish.
Then to Corwin.
Ignore the skull face. I gotta know.
Here, Corwin blinks a few times. And every time he does, he sees it happen again. Right there in his hometown. Right in Mayborn, on Mordal. His little girl lying there in the open street. The shallow rise and fall of her chest. The Imperials entrenched at one end of town. The rebels on the other. Corwin's there off to the side, hiding behind crates of victuals with his wife, Linta. And suddenly she's up and running for the little girl, and then he's running after her. Hard charging, screaming, reaching. Laser fire, crossing both directions. Linta's head snapping hard the one way. Then she's down. Corwin leaps, but something burns into his side. Cuts through him. He hears the sizzle of it. Feels his system go through shock. Like a bomb detonating underwater. Boom! Then he's out. When he wakes up, weeks later, on a Bacta drip, on a crawler outside of town, his family is gone. Already. already buried. And neither side won its war. And both sides went home licking their wounds.
War,
Corwin says.
I'm tired of war.
You don't look like an Imperial. You are a rebel, I bet.
No. No rebel, either. Just a man. Trying to make do with his family.
You brought your family here?
I did,
Corwin says. But he doesn't explain that he brought them only in his heart. And in the picture he's got stuffed in his boot.
Wanted to take them as far away from the fighting as I could. A place where the war will never find us. The farthest flung nowhere rock I could find on a star map.
Well, you found it, buddy. You don't get more nowhere than here. War ain't got no reason to roll up on this rock.
You promise?
If the war comes here, I'll buy you all the knockback nectars you want.
Deal.
This is a dead place, you know.
I know.
That works for Corwin. A dead place for him. A man gone dead.